Getting ready for the next showdown.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. It's bigger, and the Senate claims it's better. The Senate said yes to a beefy new version of the president's $700 billion rescue plan last night. Now the plan goes back to the House for another vote. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is standing by. Good morning, John. What exactly goes back to the House?
Well, you know, this bill that started as three pages now runs more than 400. They added a lot of tax sweeteners that are designed to attract more Republican votes once it gets to the House. There are research and development tax breaks for technology companies, energy tax benefits for wind and solar power, and it shields the middle class from the alternative minimum tax, which was never indexed to inflation, so it hits more and more middle-income families. All of this is expensive in terms of lost government revenue. The Senate has added another $100 billion onto the bailout. And while these tax cuts are likely to attract more Republican votes in the House, the bill could lose almost the same number of fiscal conservative Democrats who voted for the bailout last Monday. Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer admitted that's a concern late yesterday.
Certainly there are people who are upset with the fact that we are making the deficit worse as we're trying to stabilize the economy by passing extenders which are not paid for.
Yeah, John, I guess that's what I still don't fully understand is how House members are going to like this a whole lot more than what they voted down earlier in the week, since it has, I think the actual number is like $150.5 billion extra attached to it in these tax proposals.
Yeah, well, several of the Republicans who voted no last Monday now say that they do like the improvements that the Senate has made, or at least they call them improvements, including boosting the FDIC insurance for bank deposits. You know, that's going to help small businesses that have more than $100,000 in the bank. So the hope is that Republicans who were reluctant to support this government intervention on Monday will hear the lobbying from banks and the financial industry and switch their votes when the plan comes to the House floor, probably tomorrow morning.
All right. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Dow was down 19 points yesterday, 0.1% to 10,831. Asian markets were mostly lower today, and European shares are higher this morning after the Senate move last night. In Europe, leaders are having even more trouble organizing a large financial rescue package of their own. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
France proposed the idea, a single pan-European $400 billion fund to bail out any failing European bank. But Germany rejected the plan. The Brits vetoed it too, preferring a piecemeal approach. And yet the banks here are clearly in danger. So far this week, four big ones have been propped up by individual governments. The head of the European Commission has appealed for a European response to the crisis. EU leaders hold an emergency summit on Saturday, but agreement looks to be in short supply. The European Union is under strain. Bond traders are even pricing in the risk of the Eurozone falling apart. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
As Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis, we're hitting the road. A couple of our reporters are driving across America to see how real this financial crisis is for people. This morning, we begin what we're calling the Road to Ruin with Tess Viglin. She's the host of our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Hi, Tess. I know you started in San Francisco yesterday. Where are you now?
Well, let's do it this way, Renita. Take a listen to this, and then I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
So here's the question. Is this the sound of a casino or Wall Street? You know, we've heard this comparison that Wall Street is a casino And so we thought that coming to Reno might be a good way to ask that question.
So what are people saying about the bailout and the financial crisis as a whole?
Well, there is definitely a trend, Rita, of people not believing what they're being told by economists and politicians. I talked with several people here in Reno yesterday, including this couple, Steve and Diane, who were visiting from Columbia, South Carolina. And I started by asking Steve what he thought about my theory about casinos and investing.
Well, I don't compare it to gambling. I think that really you have to continue to support American companies. And not all are poorly managed companies. Greed is what got us into this.
That's what I was thinking. The bailout, of course, is helping the companies who made these mistakes to begin with. And, of course, we certainly want to see the individuals get some help. So we're really confused.
And I have to say, that was a very common theme running through the comments that I heard from people all day yesterday, which was, I don't understand. What's the panic?
And, you know, to be fair, Steve and Diane and people like them are opening up on this because you're asking them.
True.
How much are people talking about this on their own? I mean, this, it seems like it's all we in the media are talking about.
Well, it certainly is. And we're very much immersed in it. And I did talk to folks about, you know, are you talking about this around the dinner table? Is it something that comes up in conversations with your friends? And they said, yeah, a little bit, but it's not this big worry that they have. So it very well may be different as we head across the country, but at least here in Reno and in San Francisco, it's not top of mind.
All right. Tess Viglin hosts our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Tess, I guess we'll be checking in with you soon.
I'll look forward to it, Renita.
The next stop for Tess is Salt Lake City. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.